Blog Talk Radio.
Hi there. Happy Wednesday. Welcome to Divine Connections. You're here with Lynn Bleasdale and Jody Higgins and Laura Chapman and our very special guest who comes to visit us once a month, Natasha Scott. Natasha is a happiness coach. She's an intuitive energy healer, and she works with palmistry as well. And you also do card readings as well, Natasha. I forgot to add that to the thing. But welcome. How are you doing?
Thank you. How are you?
Good. It's a lovely spring day where we are. I hope it was there for you.
It was pretty nice. We're still going to probably have some winter into April, but that's okay. That's normal.
No.
But our temperature.
We don't want normal. We want abnormal.
Yeah, there you go.
But we don't have much of a spring and fall. We go from cold to hot, and I mean hot. You would be surprised for Canada.
Yeah. You're either freezing or burning.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah,
wow.
One or the other. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, we're so glad you joined us, Natasha. We're glad to have you on whenever you're able to. And Jody and Laura, this afternoon, we're having a really fascinating discussion about, well, and also Natasha, you did post some stuff too, about this amazing moon that we are getting right now. So let's go and talk about that a little bit, eh?
Okay. What did you ladies find out? Because it was a little while since I heard about it.
Moon. I can jump in and I'll share what I have put in our chat earlier. Okay?
Sure, go for it.
All right, so I work with my Reiki practitioner and she shares a lot of information on the new, on the moon. And let's see, tonight, I'm just scrolling back to find it. Here it is. It says, if you have a master crystal, meaning a major crystal you work with, to go out in the full moon tonight is the night. It is also the day of this month's full moon. The exact time of the full moon is at 9:43 p.m. Eastern time. So those folks who are over in Pacific have 3 hours. I'm kidding. It's actually 6:43 there. And it also would be full moon for them. This is the closest the full moon has occurred this close to the equinox since 2000. The next time the full moon and equinox will occur less than a day apart will be in 2030. For astronomy folks, there's also a super moon Wednesday evening. That's tonight, of course. And that is when the time of the moon's closest approach to the Earth on its monthly orbit happens during a full moon. So it means that the moon is larger and brighter than usual. So I believe what that means is the Earth is very close to the Earth when there's a full moon, meaning isn't that when the moon is higher in the axis, so the sun is fully on it, but our part of the Earth is facing the moon. So it's higher and it's getting full-on energy from the sun. So what that means is there's a gravitational pull also towards the moon, which is affecting the Earth. So we're more highly affected, just like if you've ever seen those images where the Earth goes from round, which it's never really perfectly round, the roundness of the Earth is always pulled a little bit towards the moon, but it becomes more of an egg shape because there's a higher, I believe, if I'm correct, there's a bigger pull from the moon. And so the moon is going to get, it's going to have more of an effect on us, especially when it's a full moon, because we're made up of water and it pulls us, it pulls parts of our body. So a lot of people will have some really big reactions that include things like, you know, not being able to sleep well, maybe having vivid dreams, and maybe even being more active psychically. And then there's also a little more moon information here. It says the light of the full moon illuminates those things that are interfering with our spiritual advancements. Once we have become enlightened to ways that are blocking us, the easier it is to let it go. The full moon ritual is for releasing or purging the things in our lives that no longer serve us, such as addictions to food, drugs, or sex, relinquishing suffering involved in hurtful relationships, discharging physical and emotional pains, as well as giving up anything else that doesn't serve you, like maybe overspending or being angry about things. And so they suggest that you perform a ceremony that calls to you. It also says this is a powerful transition of ending and beginning due to the spring equinox and the full moon being on the same day. How I would interpret this is that it's a good time to work on giving up what doesn't serve you and manifesting what does. So tonight, if you wanted to do a ceremony for yourself that would capture the energy of the moon and serve you, you could take paper and write on it all of the things that you are choosing to give up in your life. And so what you would want to do with that then is once you write it out, tear it up, take it outside and burn it under the moon and visualize these things that you're not happy with sort of being taken away by the angels and being removed from your life, whether it's people who don't serve you or, you know, bad habits that you may have, anything that's not helping you to live a happy life. I also like to, with this kind of moon energy, do something to manifest. So what I would do is take a tea light, just a little tiny one, and take a pen. And I know it won't be eligible, but you want to offer to heaven that which is what you want to bring into your life. So take a tea light and start writing on it that you want love, abundance, happiness, joy, good health. Write on there all of the things that you want in your life. It doesn't have to be legible. And if it's not easy for you to handwrite, then make symbols that represent those things to you, like a dollar sign or a heart. Or if you're writing it, squiggle lines with the intention of this word is happy and this word is love and this love is joy and this word is abundance. And then I want you to thank your guides for, you know, allowing you the ability to know what it is you want to manifest and knowing how and for being in your life and helping you make these things happen. And thank God or the creator for what they're going to be bringing into your life. And then you want to burn that candle until it burns itself out. And you can either throw away what remains or bury it. But I would say you can just throw it away. So that's a little way of harnessing the moon energy. You know, you don't have to put your stones and crystals outside, but it's a good time to clear them. So I've got a window here I like to line them up in front of to absorb energy and clear anything that needs to be released. You know, but even if it's just a short prayer of, you know, there's new energy and I'm giving up what doesn't serve me and welcoming what does, it's enough. Just recognize it in some way.
That beautiful. That was beautiful, you. Jody. Thank you. Laura or Natasha, do you have anything that you wanted to add about the moon and what's going on?
I personally don't have anything. I'm really happy and I love everything that was just said. I'm just soaking it in, as I'm sure the callers are.
Yeah, well said.
Oh, thank
amazing,
you.
Amazing information. I'm writing it down right now.
Oh, yeah, that's nice.
You can always pull up the episodes and re-listen.
Jody,
Natasha,
did you mention it's a Libra moon?
What was that? No, I did not. I don't know enough about the Libra moon. Do you have anything you can add in?
I'm on a website, so I'm taking a little gander.
Okay.
Excellent.
Yeah, so it is a Libra moon. So obviously, you know, people who have Libra in their chart are obviously going to be more affected.
That would be me.
So
I'm a Libra.
Yeah. Well, it's talking about the interplay between independence and dependence and compatibility and the relationships around you.
Uh-huh.
So working on balancing that, you know, so some compromising, some negotiating, whatever it takes. But today's also the day we enter into Aries, the Aries sign as well.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
So,
mm-hmm.
Yeah, so I think I was going to say any Libras and Aries people are really going to feel today more. I personally,
yeah.
I'm a Cancer, but I have Aries ascendant and Aries moon. And I've always found my personality is more Aries than Cancer.
Mm-hmm.
So
you might be a moon person.
Yeah.
More affected
yeah.
by your moon sign. Yeah. Wow. That's neat. And there's something about
yeah.
Virgo. Something about Libra and Virgo, as I recall.
Let me double check here.
It's in alignment with Virgo, and it rarely is, or something. I should have read more on it. Sorry.
Oh, okay. Let's see here. Okay, so it said the phase of the moon occurs at 0 degrees and 9 minutes of Libra, 25 to 30 degrees of the cardinal signs, Aries, Cancer, Libra, and Capricorn, and 0 to 3 degrees of the sixth signs, Taurus, Leo, Scorpio, and Aquarius. I could have been dreaming.
Maybe I imagined it.
I think the last moon had Virgo with it.
Could be.
I think it was the last full moon. But don't quote
yeah.
me.
Well, you know, I'm running behind constantly, so I may have been reading last month's or something. Anyway. Fine. Old news is still good news. Oh, Lordy, that's funny. Okay, well, we have three callers patiently waiting. I don't know who's Natasha and Laura. Are you reading cards tonight?
Yeah.
Alrighty then. Why don't we take our first caller?
Okay.
212, you're on with
Hello?
Divine Connections. Hi, could we
hi.
Have your name, please?
Hi. My name is Bryn, B-R-Y-N, Bryn.
Hello, Bryn. Welcome.
Hi. Welcome.
How can we help you tonight?
I was wondering if I could get a message from my guides, or anything I need to hear.
Okay. Well, if anybody can go ahead, I have to write a little, but are anyone ready for a card? Or Jody?
Take me a minute.
Okay. Hang on. Okay.
If you give me 1 second to sort of tune into you, I had a
yeah.
little issue here in my laundry room with some water on the floor, so sorry about
sure.
that.
Oh, no.
Okay.
Well, I got a totem for Bryn if anyone needs a little thing. This, I've never gotten this before. I have to look it
go
up.
Ahead,
but,
go ahead, Lynn.
Yeah, this is the first time I've ever had this one. Shoot, sorry. Okay, Bryn, what's showing up is a narwhal. Do you know what that is?
Yes,
it's a kind
a
of
whale
a whale.
With a kind of unicorn tusk or whatever.
Okay.
Yeah.
The narwhal, I think one of the things that it felt for me that it came in is the reason they have that tusk is so they can
yeah.
break through the ice in order to breathe. And I feel
nice.
Like you... broken through symbolically, you've broken through some kind of ice, and I feel like you may just be on the verge of being able to take a breath again. But what the narwhal means here, it symbolizes magic powers, freedom, and empathetic abilities.
Wow, that's great.
So it's essential to shamanic practice. So I
right.
think if you've been working on your spiritual abilities lately, I would say that's a
right.
good path.
Right.
Okay, I feel like you're just ready to go to a next level of some sort or through that
yeah.
ice.
Yeah,
so,
definitely ready for a next level.
That's beautiful. What
yeah.
a beautiful symbol. I've never had that come through before.
That's
I love
great.
That.
Very,
yeah,
very
quite magical.
Yeah,
yeah no kidding,
yeah.
eh?
Yeah.
So how's everyone doing? Anyone picking anything up? Oh, I found one more
you
thing
know,
then. Oh, sorry.
Go ahead.
I was just...
go ahead, honey.
Oh, geez. I've lost it again. I'll give it at the end. I'll find it. My thing skipped. Okay, so I'll go on to Jody. Was that Jody that was going to go ahead?
Yes, it is.
Okay, go for it.
I heard it real strongly when she was talking that you need to listen. And almost, and if you'll excuse the way I'm going to put this, almost get the wax out of your ears and listen.
That makes sense.
Okay. The image I'm actually seeing is a child with their fingers in their ears going, la, 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 la. I don't want to hear it. I'm not going to listen. I'm not paying attention. So they've been trying to talk to you for a while about the gifts that you carry. And I do actually, she said shamanic, and I immediately felt that you must have some healing abilities. And they're saying right now that you know this, that your hands get hot when you do work. Do you understand that?
Right, yeah.
And are you taking Reiki, or are you taking some sort of shamanism?
I've taken Reiki in the past. I've done foot reflexology for over 25 years. And I used to do massage, but I haven't been able to get a license for it because it's you have to kind of jump through hoops in New York City, New York State. I used to be licensed up in Massachusetts, but it's a little different thing in New York City. But I've been doing foot reflexology, I practiced Reiki. I'd like to do some more energy work, actually.
I think that it would actually be very healing to you while you're doing it. But the big thing is, I think you might be a little more gifted than just a healer. I don't say that like being a healer is just a healer, because being a healer is very important. But I feel like you're getting messages when you're doing the work, and so I'm hearing like you need to step it up and start paying attention. And they're being kind of firm about it. We've been telling you this for a while, and when are you going to start listening? And you know if you would, the other things that you've been asking for would start happening. So why aren't you moving on it? You know what I mean.
Okay, yeah.
You know what I mean, right?
Yeah, no, I do, yeah.
So, and it's part of, and I'm sorry, I feel like I'm being firm, but that's how they're making me feel. It is very important for you to start paying attention.
Right.
And it's going to serve you in a bigger way.
Okay.
It's going to serve you in a bigger way. You can do deeper healing. And do you do shamanism?
I felt connected to it all my life. I've done some shamanic classes, I do the foot reflexology, energy healing, and a little psychic mediumship work now and again.
I really feel like you could use that too more.
Right.
But that you're a medium and you should be using that to serve people, because it's saying you're being a little stingy with what you can do, you know.
Yeah, I know.
It's a little bit time to start sharing.
Yeah.
And sharing and serving, because it's going to serve you. They keep giving me the feeling that there will be a reward there in terms of finances, helping you with your finances.
Okay.
I'm trying to see if there's something else.
Sure.
It's also going to take you up to the next step. Up, they're going to lift you up ascension-wise.
Okay.
Greater deals, opening up the crown, opening up the third eye. And they said this to me once before, now they're poking it in front of me again. Do you have an altar in your home, a place to do healing work in your home?
I don't have an altar, and I go to people's homes to do the foot reflexology. I do house calls. That's how I work. But I don't have an altar.
They're saying, like an altar for you to worship at or to use
Because I feel like you could actually, can you do some of what you do from a distance? Because you could do like a weekly healing.
I've done some distance healing in the past, and I'd like to get back to it. Yeah, like remote healing, you mean?
Yes. And it's almost like if you have clients who want consistent, regular healing, you can do something like putting their name, like a membership, almost like $20 a month, to have their name in your healing bowl. And then you would sit and do whatever kind of distance healing once a week to help them, because it would be affordable for them and financially beneficial for you.
So like once a week, $20 a week, you said, or a month?
Yeah, a month, whatever it is.
Yeah.
Because if you have, you know, if you have 50 people who sign up,
oh,
they're all going to benefit from it, and it benefits you.
Yeah. All right. That's a great idea.
Okay.
Thank you. Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
Do you know Tai Chi? Not Tai Chi. Qigong. Qigong.
I've done a little bit of it in the past. Qigong. Yeah.
I don't feel like if anyone thinks this may be... Spirit's going to lead you on what it is, but it's going to be combined healing. Like you're going to use a little from Reiki and a little from Qigong and a little from the other kinds of modalities you use.
Okay.
Okay.
That's
going to serve a lot of people.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, they're like, take it to the next level. You do a lot. You could be teaching, you can be serving, and where you're at, I think they're a little conservative and they don't get it. So there are people who need more. They need more. So step it up and start listening. Get the cotton out of your ears.
Okay. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thanks. I needed that.
Uh-huh. Butt kicking from spirit.
Yeah. Thank you, spirit.
Mm-hmm.
They wouldn't kick your butt if they didn't love you. Natasha, Laura, have you guys got anything coming in?
I do.
Okay, go ahead.
This is Laura.
Hi, Laura.
Hi, Bryn.
Hi.
So what your spirit guides are showing me with the cards that I'm pulling. So first of all, I'm pulling from the chakra cards that I have. And I asked your guides to come forward and just give me some insight. And what they were saying is, Deval, with what Jody was saying, don't focus on the end result with all of this spiritual work that you're doing. What's going to help you get to where you need to be is just taking one step at a time. And so it's basically manifestation with the law of attraction plus consistent action equals swift results. That's what they had me put down.
Right.
So, and then each step you'll build more momentum.
Okay.
Each piece of action that you do. And then they wanted me to say what Jody was saying earlier with the full moon meditation tonight, to
mm-hmm.
do the manifestation where you write in your journal all the things that you want to happen, light a tea light candle, and, you know, just believe that all of that is going to come true because it's the perfect night for that with the full moon.
Okay.
Really get out into nature. They had me put down, you know, ground yourself to Mother Earth. So you want to be using all the elements with nature, water, fire, and earth, you know. So hug a tree, put your feet in the grass. You can really get a lot of vibrations from Mother Earth, Gaia, when you do that, and it's really going to help your manifestation. It also will help your soul and your well-being. So using water right now, I don't know where you live, but it's pretty cold.
Well, I live in New York City.
Okay. So, you know, when you take, let's say, when you take a shower right now, you can't go to the beach or whatever. So, you know, ask the water elements to help you just kind of refresh your soul. With fire, do the same. Earth, you know, really just the air elements. Really work with the different elements. And another thing is, you know, when you're in a car and you have fog everywhere, and
right.
you're driving home. You're driving home. You know where you need to go. Let's say you're following you're just kind of following the lines. You can't see 100% in front of you. You can only see a little bit in front of you.
Right.
But the more you go, the more you see the path. It unfolds as you see, as you go through the fog. So right now,
okay.
that's kind of how you are. You don't know exactly where you're going to end up. But
right.
with every step that you take, you're going to get there. You're going to get exactly where you need to be. So
okay.
that's my message. That's my
Thank
message
you.
For you. Take action.
Yes. Thank you. Thank you so much, Laura. I appreciate
You're welcome.
It.
Welcome. Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
There you go, Natasha.
Hi, Bryn.
Hi there, Natasha. Hi.
I pulled some angel cards for you. The first one I got was spiritual growth. So I'm just going to ask you, I am also a happiness coach, but I'm going to ask you, where do you feel stuck?
Where do I feel stuck?
Yeah.
I think I get stuck with too many interests that I have and not focusing on one thing at a time, so then I don't get anything done.
Okay.
Yeah, and so that's a problem, yeah.
Okay, so with the spiritual growth, obviously, you know, you're already on that path and there's going to be more
right.
spiritual growth. Yeah, figure out a way to manage your time so that you correct that. And right now is the perfect time. This year is perfect. Things are manifesting much quicker because the vibration of the earth is rising, the vibration of people and animals. So everything is on your side.
Okay.
Right. And I also feel very bad for people who on the negative side of things because they're manifesting not good things very quickly as well.
Right. Yeah. It's
but,
across the board.
Yeah. So just, you know, that's just time management.
I think
you can figure something out and try different things until it feels right.
Okay.
The next card I got is blessings card. So there's some unexpected good things coming towards you. I also got the miracles card. I mean, everything
nice.
Looks
wow.
good. Yeah.
Great.
And I'm talking to many people, and many people are needing to reorganize, myself included. I want to eat better, exercise more.
Right.
Everybody is trying to make changes because they can feel things aren't quite right.
Right.
Obviously, we're not hearing from the people who already have it figured out. But I don't mean callers. I mean people in general.
Right.
So, yeah, jump on this opportunity now. We're going into spring. There's going to be more light, more sunshine, and we're more active because really – people who are experiencing winter, and you're in New York, and I'm in southwestern Ontario, it's more inner work when it's winter time.
Right,
and so
exactly.
when spring comes up, people want to spring clean, they want to make changes, they want to be
mm-hmm.
active again. It's kind of nice to have the seasons. It actually, I think it adds more interesting facets to a person's life.
Yeah, different facets of experience.
Yeah, like a lady I work with, she's from Belize, and she said, wow, it's so weird being in Canada and seeing all the seasons, because in Belize, everything
yeah.
blooms all year long, right?
Right, it's just one
she
big
said time,
eternal bloom.
Well, she said time goes so much slower when you're in Belize, because everything is kind of the same.
Oh, okay, that makes sense. Yeah, it's all kind of spread out.
Right?
Yeah,
like all
yeah.
the fruits, the vegetables, the trees, everything is just blooming and growing all the time. That's just the way
right.
it is.
Wow.
And I was like, that is really interesting for how we perceive time.
Yeah.
Okay, so that's what I got
well,
for you, and
all
the best
so much,
in what
Natasha.
You're doing. You're doing already some pretty cool things, so that's awesome.
Well, thank you, everybody. Yeah.
You're welcome.
Yeah, that was so neat, Natasha, about Belize.
Yeah.
That makes so much sense. Bryn, I just want to suggest you go on and just type in Narwhal Totem. There is so much to read about this totem.
Sure.
I can't get it all in one thing.
Yeah.
But I did get one more little thing here. Have you ever had a past life regression?
I'm interested in learning how to do that, but I think it would also benefit me.
Mm-hmm. Well, if you can, I know one who's very good is that's Alana Clark. She's in the Sacred Embers Network. But I got a very strong feeling that about roughly about 3,000 years ago, you went through a time when you were trying to use your healing skills. I would just say almost like medicine person,
right. Okay,
like a shaman medicine person. And I feel like something happened that you might have actually been killed by people who thought you were like creepy and going against things. And you know what I mean?
Right.
I think you
sure.
So just check that out if you ever get that happening.
Yeah.
Who's that guy? Michael Newton is a guy to look up for that sort of thing. The Michael Newton Foundation. It's fascinating
okay.
for past life stuff. But I've got this yeah. really strong image of you, like, not having a very happy time trying to be. And I'm just wondering if that block is something you're here to, one of the things you're here to work on here is not letting
yeah.
other people stop you from what you're doing, right? So these hoops that you have to jump through,
right.
I think you might just go deep a little bit, wonder if you're not just letting those block you just a wee bit. I know it's the paperwork is such a pain and the systems are so dumb. It
yeah.
keeps a lot of really good people out of the thing, but I would persist on that and
okay.
take that narwhal energy with you, because boy, what a neat totem that was. And
yeah, thank you.
It is beautiful, Bryn. I think you're going to have a good year.
Thank you all.
Yeah.
That was very kind and of you all to take
well,
the
bless
time
you.
With me. I appreciate
yep.
it. Yeah.
Yes. Enjoy that full moon tonight. Yeah.
Yeah, and same back at you, all of you. Take care now.
Okay.
You're welcome.
Love and light.
Bye now.
Thank you. Bye-bye, Bryn.
Yeah.
Alrighty, our next caller is 256. Hi, 256. You're on with Divine Connections. Could we have your name, please?
Yes, this is Kimberly from Georgia.
Hi, Kimberly. How are you?
I'm well. How are you?
Oh, good. I think we're doing fine tonight. It's a great night for moon magic, so everybody is charged up. How can we help you tonight, Kimberly?
Oh, I just like a message from the angels or my guides.
Okay. Would you take a message from a dog?
I guess.
I'm picking up a little dog here. Hair in the eyes kind of thing. Little guy.
Small
Have you
white.
Got a dog? Yeah,
I think
I'd say
small white dog.
It looks like a walking rag mop almost, like a very long hair in the eyes and
yeah,
stuff.
Yeah, kind of like a
mop. You might almost put a ribbon
right?
in the hair to keep it up sort of thing. Is that a dog that you would know?
No.
Oh. Hello?
Not one that's passed?
No.
Okay.
Sorry, was that Jody?
Yes, Jody.
Yeah, it's a little
rag. I was also seeing this white small dog.
Wow. So do you have a dog on the other side, Kimberly?
When I was younger, I had a puppy that was that passed away suddenly. But it was dark. It was dark, short hair. So.
Yeah, no, this one's got
that,
long.
I had a puppy.
Would we, maybe it's another totem then. Maybe I'm just getting another totem animal for some reason. So I'll just go look that up. If anybody's ready to go, or we can tag team it sort of, I'll just look up the dog totem.
Yeah, please tell me what your first name was again.
Kimberly.
Kimberly. Kimberly, they wanted me to tell you the road is going to start getting less bumpy because it's been a little bit crazy. I'm seeing the Two of Pentacles card, the Two of Pentacles in the tarot. If this is a person who is standing on one foot and they might have two shoes on each foot. So if they put themselves down, their foot down, the other foot that they're holding up in the air, they would still be a little off balance
but the ground under them is solid. And behind them, you see wavy ground, like wavy water, which is where they came from, okay? So this tells me that things have been a little rough, maybe a little more than a little rough, but they're saying it's time for your reward. Things are going to start getting better. It's not going to be so tough. And I don't know. I think that you're kind of a tough cookie. You take things in stride, but it's been a hard, I would say, 2 or 3 years of like job changes and issues in relationships and money. And I don't necessarily feel there have been deaths, but lots and lots of changes. And they're saying it's your time. Things are going to get calmer. Does that resonate with you?
Yes, it does.
And, honey, they're saying to me, you don't have to be so tough. Because you put this really happy face on for everyone without letting them know what you're going through. But they're saying you have more people around you who are able to help. And not necessarily that they have to help, but that you have people around you who you can rely on, even if you don't want to have to rely on them. And don't forget that you have a support system, okay, that it's okay to ask when you really need it.
Okay.
They just told me to ask you if you had a question about that.
I don't have a question.
It completely makes sense.
Yeah.
Wonderful. Okay. So I'm going to let Lynn or Laura or Natasha step in and see if they have a message for you.
Thanks, Judy. I can go ahead and let you know what that little dog symbolizes for you, Kimberly.
Sure.
Okay. Okay, this little shaggy dog reminds you that it is, I actually found the kind of dog I had visualized here. So this dog reminds you that it's not good to react before thinking things through. Remember the laws of karma. What you put out to the world comes back to you. Face the world in a loving, helpful, positive way, and you will always be supported. Reacting negatively to the world around you will only make you more miserable. And then it says that do not judge others. Everyone has a right to be, regardless of how you feel about it. So they're saying be careful not to hold grudges or get involved in dramas. And don't judge. If it says when you judge others, it's usually something that is not, you're not happy with in yourself. So if you feel judgmental, look towards yourself and see if that isn't like a little warning sign that you need to just, you know, tweak something inside. But that's what the little shaggy dog brings through for you, okay? And
okay.
If Laura or Natasha are ready, go ahead.
I'm ready. So the card that I got is Insight, which is understanding, awakening, awareness, and self-evaluation. So from that, I started channeling, and it looks like your guides want you to know that it's time to take off the mask and live your truth. So you have a lot of potential, but you're kind of hiding, and you're not going for it. It's almost like at this point in time, you're not in alignment with what you came here to do on Earth, you know, a spirit in your body. So what they want you to know is it's time to really focus on yourself, get to know yourself, truly dig deep to find your purpose, get to journaling and find out, you know, what do you love about yourself and what are some things that maybe you do out of fear or maybe some reactions or some life choices that you are currently making or have made in the past that you want to correct so that you can be in alignment with what truly makes you happy. And basically how you can find what you're meant to do is by looking at
5 things that make you truly happy in your life. You have to follow your passions, and that will take you and meet you to your dreams. Okay, I don't know if that made sense, but finding your passions is going to help connect you to your dreams. So it's time for change, and it's time for a shift in your path. What do you feel about all that?
I mean, that really feels good. It's just I thought I knew what my path was going to be, and I attempted to make changes on my own, and it didn't work out, so I had to go back to what I was doing before. So,
okay, are you talking what exactly are you talking about, like a job or a relationship?
Well,
or?
Basically, when you say passion, my passion has always been healing. And I thought I was supposed to be a nurse or a doctor. That didn't work out. So I'm looking at psychology. I teach children. So I teach biology. So, so I'm looking at behavioral psychology right now. So I mean, that type, the first type of healing that I spoke of, if that's not the path, then I know it's another. I just thought that was the path. That's what I meant by that.
Okay, so what I'm kind of downloading right now is, if you did want to go into psychology, you could open your own business and have like things on the side, like quantum healing hypnosis. You could do, you know, Reiki. You could do all, like, incorporate all these different things, or maybe have some sort of like a healing center in your practice, but focus on, you know, the teaching that you're doing, because you need to make a living, but also you need to follow your dreams. And it does really seem like you are a light worker. So as much as you can, you know, be a positive influence and help people with the teaching role, if your gut is saying, you know, I want to do psychology, then you should definitely go for it. And like, if you didn't have the time to fully go into psychology, you can get, you know, these other certifications in the spiritual world, which would be like doing hypnosis and stuff like that. I don't know the different names, but there's a lot of different little niches that you can get into where you are healing people and you're connecting with people. Like for me, I'm a makeup artist, but I also, while I'm doing makeup on people, I can pick up on how they're feeling and everything, and I can help them heal during that as well. So I feel like the world is your oyster. So, you know, get a journal and start writing down these ideas. Look at some things that you can incorporate in your life that would be in line with healing people.
Okay.
Natasha, do you have anything?
Yes, I do. Okay, the first card I pulled for you was New Beginnings. So, Kimberly, are you feeling some new beginnings on the horizon?
Oh, yes.
Okay, good. What I was going to say, when you were talking about the behavioral psychology, you have access to many, many timelines, okay? So just ask, because the other card I got for you was Divine Guidance, and then the other card is Serenity. So you got these three I pulled for you. Ask your angels and your guides to guide you in the direction that's for your highest good and greatest joy.
Okay.
And you'll know it, like you'll feel it. It will feel good. You won't feel much fear, you won't feel much doubt. That's how you'll know. Okay.
Okay.
Let me see. Yeah. And do you feel like anything is in your way at this time?
No. I just have to get clarity on the next step. My next step is looking at a school to attend.
Okay, well, do your research and then look to your angels and guides and just, you know, watch out for synchronicities. See if there's any signs in your dreams. You are being very guided at this point because you're making changes.
Okay.
And all the best to you.
you. Thank you very much. Thank you all very much.
You're welcome.
You're so welcome, Kimberly. That's just lovely. Okay. Love and light. Okay. Our next caller, 347, you're on with Divine Connections. Could we have your name, please?
Hi, my name is Tanika.
Hi, Tanika. Is that with a D or a T? T?
A T. T.
Tanika? Oh, okay.
Yes.
So how can we help you tonight?
I would like some insight into current situation. I went for a job interview to possibly get a transfer from an office I work at, and I just wanted to know if that's going to happen and if it's a good move or not to leave where I'm at to go there. And also where I work, there's someone I have feelings for named Frank. We were involved, and right now we're just not talking, so I'm just wondering if it's over, if he's going to feel any kind of way or act any kind of way towards me in the future to show feelings, or he's just not going to care if I leave, if I do leave.
Okay, Tanika, I'll go ahead. With Frank, I think you should maybe, I would disengage from that relationship. I think he's a sort of come here, get away kind of guy. So what you had may have felt like it was going to lead to something, but I think he's a cut and run sort of. I just get the feeling that when things start to feel like it may be a true connection that will lead somewhere, he backs off. So in terms of leaving, I feel like this job will be a good move for you. Having said that, though, just remember that you have the ultimate say. Free will is yours. So follow your gut on this. If you don't feel like it's a good transition, pay attention. Pay attention to that orange, the second chakra area. If it's feeling like it's kind of clutching and contracting, that might be a sign that you shouldn't do it. But I am getting an okay on that. It says the job interview, going to be okay, is what got written down. Frank, I don't think it's worth wasting your beautiful energy on. I'm just going to leave it there for you, Tanika, and we'll see what Jody picks up for you. Hello?
Whoops. I'm here.
Jody,
I'm
are you there?
I'm tuning in a little bit.
Oh, I'm sorry. My sound cut out, guys.
Mine did too for a minute, sorry.
Yeah, that was weird.
Okay, Tamika.
Hi.
Hi. What do you do for a living?
Right now, I'm just a receptionist.
Oh, honey, you're not just a receptionist. I know what you do.
Mm-hmm.
You run the world from your desk, I promise you that. And they're saying you know more than you give yourself credit for.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sorry, I was hearing dripping. I was having a water issue here in my house earlier, sorry. You know more than you give yourself credit for. And I think you've been at the place you're at for about 3 years now, and they're making me feel like they've not ponied up with what they promised. And I think that has to do with, you know, helping you with growth, helping you to grow in the company, learn to do new things. Is the new job, is it within the same company or changing?
Yeah, it's within the same company.
Okay, so this is that coming through. So this is good because I did feel like you like it there. And is this like an administrative possession that you would be dealing with numbers? Because I'm seeing like numbers and spreadsheets, almost like an analyst of some kind.
I would be being a receptionist at a dentist's office. And right now I'm a receptionist at a primary care doctor. So this would just be to a dentist's office.
Oh, I thought it was a new job with the same company. Okay, so you would be changing. So I do like it for you. And I feel like if you pay attention and you allow it, there could be a lot of growth for you there. I feel good about it. I do get the feeling that the gentleman who, I think, what did you say the gentleman's name is at work?
His name is Frank, and I have his date of birth if
Frank.
You want.
Oh, I don't need it. I do think he'll care that you are leaving, but I agree with Lynn that it's not a real comfortable relationship. And do you know, does he have a girlfriend or is he married?
I don't know. I know he said that he was married in the past and he's divorced, he said. And he always hangs out with this girl that used to work there. Her name is Michelle. She has children and she is married. I don't know. He says that she's like his sister. So I don't know if that's something or if he's dating other people, period. I don't know what is in his personal life, what's going on.
I think he has a lot of little things going on. I think he is dating other people. I think that this woman who he's friends with probably is a little more than friends, but they don't go anywhere with that because they're married. But there's still a lot of flirting. There's ego feeding in that. So I don't feel like you would be first to him right now. And it doesn't necessarily mean he won't come back, because I did hear immediately, oh, he'll care. And I heard it like that with attitude. And when I hear things with attitude, they really mean it. So they're saying, oh, he will definitely care. You're not around. But I would be very careful about allowing him to be around unless you want to pay the consequences of dealing with him. And I get the feeling you know what that means.
Yeah, my heart is broken right now. Yeah, because he's, like, not even talking to me, not even trying to care. And I'm very upset about that. And my heart is broken to the point where I just want to leave, because we were seeing each other and sleeping with each other and all of that. And now, you know, he just cares about kissing the boss's butt. I just don't matter to him.
Well, you know that you deserve better and more. And you do know that, right? You deserve better and more. You understand?
Yeah.
And so my advice is cut your losses, honey. I feel like you have so much to offer. And you know, it's very true what they say. If you let it go and it comes back, it's yours. I think he probably will come back because I feel like he cares about you, but you need to leave for him to recognize that. So go let that whole thing go. And if he comes back, then I think he really is yours, but because I feel he will care. But I think you need to let him go, because if you don't, he'll never realize it. Don't chase
him. If he has all these secrets and other women, though, that he has feelings for or involved with, I'm afraid of that. Like,
I would be afraid. I don't know if he sees them as secrets. He just doesn't think he's committed to a relationship, so he doesn't have to tell you. It's that thing that Lynn said, come here, go away, go away. He's in and he's out. You know, what's that song? I'm in and I'm out. I'm up and I'm down.
Yeah.
You know? It's a Katy Perry song, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Listen to that song. Think about it. Because you don't deserve to deal with it. But this doesn't mean he won't come back later. And even then, if he does, I'd be cautious. I don't trust him. Not saying he's a bad guy. I'm just saying be cautious, okay?
Yeah.
Do other of my lady friends on our show here have any advice for her?
Yeah, this is Laura. I would suggest that you follow your gut 100%.
I've been in so many situations where I've been with a guy who just did not feel right, and your gut knows. If you feel like they're cheating on you, or they're lying to you, or they just don't feel right, you know just by your gut 100% of the time. So listen to your gut. That's like my biggest piece of advice with anything going forward.
Okay.
But I do have a couple messages for you.
All right.
If that's okay.
Yeah.
Jody, are you done with your reading? Or?
Yes, I am.
Okay, so I got two cards for you. And so basically you have two things that your guides want you to work on right now. So with the job interview, the card is money. And for that, it means they want you to work on manifesting money and manifesting the job situation, the job field. So it's really important to look into the law of attraction, and you want to move past any limiting beliefs that you have about money. And you really want to open up your heart to be able to give and receive money. And there needs to be a balance. So when you imagine yourself with money, you have to think about the good things that you can do for others and also for yourself. So think about how you can help people with the money that you get, and then also the beautiful things you can do for yourself, and just kind of rearranging the thoughts when it comes to money in general, and that's going to attract money to you. So do you know about the law of attraction?
Yeah.
Okay, so what I want you to do is look up online or get a book about manifesting money or manifesting anything, but especially money. That's the card that came up. And really focus on how to manifest it in your life, because I do feel with that card you have a block that's kind of almost like blocking you from getting your full potential right now when it comes to, you know, the job with the finances. So work on manifesting. And then as far as the relationship, the card that came up is the heart chakra card. So that tells me that your heart chakra is blocked. So you really, what I would do is also look up, you know, get a book on the chakras or look up online how you can fix that. Because when your heart chakra is blocked, you're going to feel depressed. You're going to feel antisocial. You're not going to have a lot of love for yourself. You're going to have fears of being intimate with people. You're going to feel resentment and bitter, shy. There's a lot of different things that manifest in your life when your heart chakra is blocked. Do you feel like that resonates with you at all?
Yes.
Yeah, so in life, just because something might not be great right now, you're never stuck in that position. You always have the option to fix these things and create a new beautiful life for yourself. The sky really is the limit. So some exercises that you can do to open up your heart chakra. First of all, you can, you know, for free, just, you know, go online and stuff, look that up. You can do breathing exercises, meditation. Go on YouTube, look up some meditations for unblocking the heart chakra. You can focus on expressing love to yourself. You know, put up some, what are those stickies? The stickies on the mirror, and just say, you know, I'm beautiful, I'm worthy of love. Write all of that down and have it just all over your mirror to remind yourself. Spend time with people in things that you love, such as family, children, animals, or just an environment that you like. Read a magazine. Just do things that you love, because your heart chakra is blocked, and it'll be hard to attract the right people to you, and it will be hard to think clear-headed when one of your chakras is blocked. And then also, you can find someone who does Reiki, maybe in your area, so you can have a one-on-one. But there are a lot of free options, just, you know, looking online, YouTube, stuff like that. But it seems like with the cards that I got, just a lot of self-work, just time to work on yourself. And when you do that and you think of yourself as just a seed right now that you're putting in the dirt and you're just watering every single day you're going to see more and more growth. And eventually you're just going to turn into a beautiful tree with lots of flowers. That's how you just have to think about yourself right now, is just focus on you and love yourself and watch yourself grow into the most beautiful person that you can be, because you do have that in your future. Just got to, right now, self-love 100%. Don't think about anything but you, okay?
Okay.
Okay. Natasha?
Hi, Tanika.
Hi.
The first card I pulled for you was retreat. I definitely think that's about Frank, okay, not the job. I'm going to tell you, if I could tell you right now, there's going to be someone amazing that's going to come in down the road, and whatever expectations you have from your partner, he's going to surpass them. And you are blocking him from coming in because your heart and mind is so focused on Frank that if he walked by you tomorrow and tried to buy you a cup of coffee, you wouldn't even pay attention to him. Does that make sense?
Yeah, because I'm very hurt. Like, he hurt my feelings a lot. It didn't start off this way, but he doesn't seem to try. He didn't care, you know, to put effort into even trying to take me on a date sometime. He just made it about my body and about trying to get info about other employees for him so he can stay close to the boss, you know, because we work at the same job. And it's just really hurtful, and now I'm about to leave, and he doesn't even have any idea. He doesn't even try to hang out with me on the weekends, doesn't talk to me on the weekends or outside of work. It's just really ridiculous the way that, and I don't know what the big secret is of why he treated me like that, but.
I can tell you what happened and I can tell you why, okay? Mm-hmm. Frank came in. This is what I would say. You need to release him with gratitude because he showed you all the things you still need to love in yourself. Okay? You won't attract someone who plays that hot and cold game unless you're hot and cold with yourself to start with. Okay? You don't love yourself completely. That's why you attracted Frank. If you loved yourself completely, you would have given Frank about 3 seconds of your time. I hope I'm not being harsh, but I'm a happiness coach.
No, it's true.
It is true, because when you love yourself, when you respect yourself, you always have a boundary. And friends, family, partners are not allowed to cross it, because they're going to love you to the level that you love yourself, to the level that you respect yourself, all of that. You know, you have to pretend, and you could do a third-party thing. So instead of, like, focusing on you and Frank, pretend your best friend was dating Frank. What advice would you give her? Would you tell her to hang on to him?
No.
Exactly. So then take your own advice, right?
Yeah, I'm trying. I really am. That's why I'm trying to leave, because it's hard being there in the same building with someone who, you know, a man as a woman, you know, like that treated you like that.
Yeah.
So I'm trying to leave.
Yeah. And that's fine. You are going to get another job. You're going to meet new people. And I don't believe Frank is going to turn out to be the one for you, because you guys have already started everything on a very slippery slope. It does not have a firm foundation. You need a firm foundation to have a happy, long-lasting partnership. Does that make sense?
Yeah, it does.
Now, the other card I got for you was surrender and release. So I see that as let go, let God. So let go, let God guide you to the next job. And just like I said, Frank only came to teach you to love yourself more. That was his role. His role is probably not to be your lifetime partner. And it just seems if you continue with him in any shape, way, or form, even in the future, I think you're just going to get hurt, because I don't think he knows whether he's coming or going. And if he doesn't know whether he's coming or going, there's no way he can make you happy. Do you feel like he really knows himself and he has a solid character?
No, but if he wouldn't let me see who he truly was. His girl Michelle is the only person that he clings to who knows, it seems like, the only him, the real him. And she's married with children, so I don't know what that's about. But he only shows her. He doesn't show me.
Yeah, but your intuition should be able to read him.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Yeah, you should be able to read him. And if you think he's dating other people and he's supposed to be interested in you, I mean, the facts speak for themselves. Okay, and then the other card I got for you is signs. So watch out for the signs. There's going to be synchronicities coming up for you. All you need to do, the big thing that you need to do, everything is going to fall into place for you, is self-love. That's what you need to focus on. Maybe, you know, whatever causes you to feel love in your heart, be it an animal, children, whatever, you need to spend time with that. You need to spend time with supportive family members and supportive friends. But you need to work on your own heart so that next time you date someone, your heart feels more whole. Because no one should be your other half. You are the cake and they are the icing on the cake. You are already whole, but it doesn't feel that way if your self-love is not very developed. That's what I have for you, Tanika. All the best. I do think you will get this figured out.
Thank you.
Okay. Oh, Tanika, you're so much, you're worth so much more. You know, your future holds some happiness if you do let Frank. Excuse me, I was just going to remind you of that old metaphor about the trapeze artist. And if they don't let go of the trapeze they're swinging on, they can't grab the next one. So you should grab that next one. I think your future holds some pretty good happiness for you. Okay, Tanika, we're going to move on to our next caller. So love and light to you.
Thank you.
Sorry, hon, or cut you off, not meaning to. 262, you're on with Divine Connections. Could we have your name, please?
Hi, my name's Michelle.
Hi, Michelle, welcome. What can we do
Thank
for you,
you
tonight? How can
I
we
was
help
wondering
you,
huh? What I was wondering what you see with my mom.
Is your mom crossed, hon?
Not quite, but getting there. Or if anybody on the other side has anything to say about my mom.
No, hon, I'm getting a message here for you. She's dying of an illness, is she?
Yeah.
Okay, honey. She's between worlds right now, okay? Has she refused mm-hmm. to eat? Is she refusing to
yep.
take food? Okay.
Yeah.
The thing is that she's good. They will feed her on the other side, okay? The message comes through is don't worry. She doesn't want to nourish her dying vehicle because the energy that is her soul is just in that vehicle. Okay. Once that's discarded, it returns to stardust. All of our bodies do. Okay. So that's the animated stardust that allowed her to have an earthly experience. When she appears to be almost in a coma, when she's sleeping very deeply, she is mm-hmm. She isn't on the other side. Okay. She's back and forth. It's almost
okay.
like she's getting used to where she's going. Don't worry that she's not eating. She knows what she needs to do. So your big, the love that you are giving her will wrap her.
Mm-hmm.
She's also got, if you could see the energies of the ones around her, you would not worry one bit. Just know they're there. They are one thought
okay.
away for you. And meditation,
mm-hmm.
They're telling me meditation. Are you practicing meditation?
I do, but not long enough, I think, like 5 minutes at a time or, you know
well,
what I mean?
It's
not
you know,
long
honey,
enough.
It's not the quality, it's not the quantity, it's the quality. And if you can still your mind for 5 minutes and just
okay.
receive the messages from the loved ones, I think you will hear you'll know that there's peace. She'll be at peace. Don't worry about it. It's a terrible disease that's taking her. I know it is.
Mm-hmm.
It feels like the enemy, but she's going to be okay. And when she isn't conscious on this side, she's okay. She's getting used to the transition. Okay. And with that, I'm going to see what Jody's picking up. This is one of Jody's
really
strong areas.
Can I just tell you one thing?
Strong areas.
My mom said
okay.
yesterday that she was afraid, though.
Jody, are you with us?
I am. She was talking. I was letting her say what she was
saying. Oh, sorry. I didn't think she heard me. I just wanted to say that my mom said yesterday that she was afraid to die. And then, you know, but then last night she fell out of the bed. So,
you know, the unknown is always frightening.
Mm-hmm.
It's always frightening, right?
Yeah.
I have a question for you. Is your father on the other side?
Yes.
Because I was hearing that he's going to help her cross. Mm-hmm. Your father's name,
that's
was
so
it
nice.
Richard? What's his
mm-hmm.
name, Richard, honey? What's his name?
No. Forrest.
Forrest?
Uh-huh.
Okay.
It's a different name.
It is a different name, but I thought of Forrest Gump, and then I wanted to laugh. So he had a really sort of quirky personality, is what he's saying.
Mm-hmm.
And he had a funny sense of humor. Do you understand that? It's like
no, not at all. I wonder if you're thinking of my grandpa, because my dad really wasn't that funny, I don't think. But he died when I was 14, but I don't remember him being really funny ever. But I mean,
he is
more kind of serious,
that.
You know. I wonder
mm-hmm.
if it was my grandpa.
It could be your grandpa, because I also felt that.
Because my dad,
became
kind of like my dad, because my dad died when I was 14. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, was this on your father's side too?
What'd you say?
This grandpa's on your father's side or your mother's side?
No, my mom's dad.
It is your mom's dad. Okay, because
mm-hmm.
I heard, so it's your father, but it's also her father. And Lynn sort of said this to you, that if you could see what's on the other side. So you're going, are you an only child, or are you one of three?
No. Well, I was, because my mom had a baby that died right away.
Okay.
So, and I have one
brother,
so I have a
brother.
Okay,
so you're one of three. And so when I got the one, it means that you're one of a kind, meaning you could have been one of two boys or one of a boy
mm-hmm.
of two, you know, three girls, that kind of a thing.
Right.
So you're the only girl and you are one of
yep.
three.
Yes.
They were saying to me about how you feel quite alone right now. Is your brother not nearby to go through this with you, or are you providing all of the support from your mother? Because he's not actively involved.
Well, he was just here over the weekend, but now he left again. He lives in Minnesota, and now he's in Texas for business, so it seems to just fall on me mostly, you know?
Yes.
He means well, but
he's
just not physically here.
Right. Because they're saying to me that you're the only one in the room. So you feel like you have the support. But the support your mother gets on the other side, if you could only see it, the room would be full. Not just of her
mm-hmm.
loved ones who have passed, but her guides and angels are there. Jesus is definitely there. And
who's,
all of your guides and angels.
Said?
Jesus is there.
Oh.
I'm seeing Jesus and Mary.
We're actually Jewish, so that's kind of funny.
That is kind of funny, but he's there supporting her, and maybe that has something to do with a fear or something, but she has many loved ones in spirit there who are ready to help her cross, and she is a little bit afraid. What I was hearing is it's okay to let her go. Now, I don't know if she has fear, if that means you should let her go and tell her, I'm ready to let you go, or if it means that she is getting ready to let go. But what I do want to say is just try to cherish every minute. She does come back in spurts where mentally she's quite with you. And if she, I'm hearing 54. Is she 54 or older?
She's, no, because I'm 52. She's like 70.
You're 52.
I'm 52. She's like 77, I think.
Okay. So it might be about you with the age. But she feels quite young to me until, well, this has been a long going illness, hasn't it?
She's had it now maybe 4 years or something like that. Maybe
that's a long time.
Maybe 5 years. So yeah, it's been a really long road.
But what I'm hearing to tell you is that it's going to be okay.
Okay.
You're going to survive better than you think. And
I know.
Even though you're really sad about her going,
mm-hmm.
I'm hearing that there is a few things that you need to keep in mind. One they're telling me is that when she passes, you're going to be relieved. They're saying don't misconstrue this as being selfish or believing that, you know, you should feel guilty because you wanted her to die. That is not the truth.
Yeah.
You love your mother.
That's funny because I had that thought today. That's funny that you say that because I prayed that she wouldn't suffer. And even though I don't want her to go, I want her to go so she's not. Because I know she's not really living right now, you know.
Well, then you definitely, they definitely wanted to get that through to you. Your guides and angels, God, those who work with you and those who work with her. Because guilt doesn't serve anyone. It doesn't serve you. It doesn't serve your mother.
I know.
And even though it's something really hard to accept, you know, it's something that we're all certain of, right? Taxes and death. And they don't want you to feel guilt. They're saying, you've done everything that you can. And yes, there will be a little bit of relief because you're tired, but that doesn't mean you want your mom to pass. So keep it in check.
Right.
There's a little bit of sternness there, you know? So, you know, this isn't all about you, which is kind of funny, right? They're being silly. You know, that's not what this situation is about. And they want you to know that there's not one person in the world who would look at you and say, you should feel guilty because you wished your mother dead. That's not what you're doing.
Okay. It feels so nice to hear about my dad, too, because it's been, like I said, since I was 14, you know?
Yeah, and he's been watching all over you. Did you do, like, dancing or gymnastics?
I like dancing.
When you were young? Did you take dance classes or something?
No. My kids went to gymnastics when they were young.
Okay, this is his way of
communicating
with you about it.
I like going dancing.
Well, he was showing me something with a young girl doing gymnastics. So you must have a daughter. And he was showing me a girl who's 7 or 8 doing gymnastics. And this is his way of saying he's seen your children and he knows them and he loves them and he watches over them.
Oh, that's so nice. I always feel him when I do, like, artwork, too. That's when
he was
an
artist. He was an artist as well. Yeah.
Yes, he was.
He loves it that you do that. He loves that you do that. Let's see if, well, blessings to you, honey. Your father loves you.
Thank you so much.
And he's
going to
help
make
your, you're welcome. He's going to make your mother's passage beautiful. And what I will tell you is so many people pass and they come back and they say your perception here on this side of pain, it's not as bad as we would think. There's some sort of a spiritual shock we go through. Your mother will not be in pain. She's not going to suffer. It'll be okay. And your father's going to be, I literally see him reaching in and taking her by the hand. So he's going to help her, honey.
It's so nice.
Okay? Yeah.
Do you see it will be soon or?
I don't really get when it's coming, but I would say appreciate every moment that you have.
I am. Well, I took off the next few days. Cause...
Okay. Yeah. Laura or Natasha, do either of you have messages for her?
Yeah. Hi, Michelle. This is Laura.
Hi, Laura.
So I want to let you know, first of all, I'll be praying for you after the show.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. So I picked two cards for you, and they come from two different decks. So the one from Spirit is through the cards Talking to Heaven, which is Doreen Virtue and James Von Prague. And the card that I got, it actually fell out. It coincides with what Lynn and Jody were saying, that you're not alone. You do have a lot of angels, guides, just surrounding you and your mom right now. So you don't worry about, you know, her crossing or anything like that. And then just kind of let your mom know that as well. Even if she is unable to talk at some point, you can also telepathically talk to her just by, you know, your thoughts, because we do have that ability. And the other card that I pulled for you is, because I just wanted to see what your guides would want you to know right now. And they basically, they gave me the card that is called Pleasure. And that basically means that right now you're not feeling the happiness and the life that you typically would feel right now because of your mom.
Yeah.
Just because you're kind of forgetting about yourself. It's as hard as it is, try to reconnect with your life, because it's almost like right now you're numb and you're forgetting about your feelings. So your guides want to give you permission to remember to just indulge and pamper yourself, even though it might feel selfish right now because your mom is going through a hard time. The best gift you can give your mom is to love yourself right now and remember yourself as well. Because if you are empty, you can't give the same kind of energy to your mom. So make sure, even if it's just a cup of coffee and a quick meditation, or, you know, read a little bit of a magazine or listen to some music, even in these short moments, remember to do something that makes you happy, as hard as that is.
Maybe. Yeah, it is hard right now. I came home, I was going to try to paint, and then I was like, oh, I just can't. I've just been sitting on the couch.
Because, you know, it's really hard right now if you don't feel that joy and pleasure of in life with, you know, your painting and your craft, you're not going to feel nurtured and fulfilled, and you're not going to be able to give people the same energy and the same you that you could give. So remember, just remember yourself in this process. And that's all I have, and
Thank
I will be
you.
Praying for
Thank
you.
Thank you so kindly. I really, really appreciate it.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
Hi, Michelle. This is Natasha. How are you?
Hi, Natasha. I'm good. I mean, I'm okay. I'm making it. It's really nice to talk to all of you.
Okay, that's awesome. Do you live with other people or do you live on your own?
No, just my dog.
your dog, okay. Okay. Do you have a good support system with other family members and friends?
I do, but people are calling me, and, you know, people at work have been really wonderful, and my brother was just here over the weekend, but he had to leave, and my kids are both going to come with me tomorrow in the evening, but I just feel, like, a lot of times I'm alone, though, you know, like she was saying, a lot of times I'm alone with my mom, or I feel like it's just me, you know.
Okay, and you know, the things you do alone normally prior to your mom being in this situation, are you still doing some of those things?
I mean, I was working and everything. I just took off today.
But, like, I'm just saying, are you enjoying your alone time at all, or you're having a hard time?
I feel kind of lonely right now for some reason.
Okay.
And most of the time I'm okay with it, but right now I think I'm not.
Okay.
It was already an adjustment, like, when my kids moved out, like, and that was a big adjustment because I had never lived alone in my whole life, and then I kind of got used to it, but then right now I feel like if I didn't have this dog, I would be, like, so sad.
No, don't worry.
You know
the dog's
I mean?
Going to be... The dog's going to be one of your guides for sure.
I know. She's laying on me right now as I'm talking to you. She's on my lap as usual.
Good job of taking care of you.
Yeah.
I have a card for you, Get Grounded, that you're an empath, you're highly sensitive, and you're very connected to nature. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
So what I would say, like, it's awesome you do have your dog, but I think you need to spend time around people who maybe don't even know about your situation so you could have an outlet to just not talk about what's going on. Does that make sense?
Yeah, it does, because kind of, like, I had to give everybody an update, and I was like, oh, God, I just can't even talk about it anymore. So I totally get it. I feel that way.
You know what? I know how you feel. Like, what happened with me, my sister suddenly passed away in 2014. And when I was at the office where I work, I didn't tell anyone at the office because I didn't want to hear questions and everything.
Yeah.
Right? I just was like, nope, I will not be able to deal with these people on top of my personal pain. So don't extend yourself if you're not feeling it.
Okay.
Just be authentic with people. Thank them. And then you go do what makes you feel calm and what makes you feel peaceful. You take care of you. Yes, you're there for your mom, but you have to love you too, right?
Thank you. You're right.
You're welcome.
You're right.
And strangely, I got the dance card. Apparently, you need to dance more.
Yeah.
I love dancing. I really do. I love going out dancing.
Okay, because this will lift your vibration, but also dance around your house or apartment. You know, dance with your dog. Just giggle with each other and have a really good time. I'm at the level where I really have peace with death, but I know a lot of people really struggle with it. You know, my cat had died, and it kept jumping on my bed for months after it had died.
Wow.
So...
I love that. Because
you can feel it. Like, you can't mistake that for anything else. They never leave us.
Yeah.
Our people, our animals, they never leave us.
I know. And I really am okay with it. I mean, I held my grandpa's hand when he died. I was with my grandma when she died. I'm a nurse. I'm with tons of people when they die. You know, like, I am okay with it. But it's just, I guess, hard because it's my mom. You know, even though
Did you say you're a nurse?
You know.
Yeah. Okay. And I mean, I still have my mom, and when you lose both your parents, I think people would feel a bit like they're going to be an orphan, right? Because I know that.
Yeah.
I think that to myself.
It is
I'm
weird,
feel
isn't
like
it?
I'm
but
an
I do
orphan.
Feel like I still need to call her and tell her stuff, but like it's been a while now that, I mean, even when she was sick, she had a cell phone and she was still like talking to me on the phone a lot, and then. Mm-hmm. That went away, and then that was sad, and then now I feel like every, you know, little by little, I'm just getting more used to her not being around, and it's weird.
You know what? Keep talking to her. Keep talking to her out loud.
Yeah.
You will get answers.
Yeah,
your
I do.
Angels and guides. You'll get answers in your dreams. Just keep going.
Okay.
Don't stop talking to her. She's not ever gonna leave your side.
I know.
Okay?
Thank you so much.
Sending you lots of love and peace.
Thank
Beautiful.
You. You are all so wonderful. And I really, really
You're
appreciate
welcome.
It. Really needed to talk to you guys. So thank you.
Before you go,
to email us too, Michelle. You can email all of us if you want to. No problem.
Or join the Sacred Embers group on Facebook, Michelle. I just wanted
I'll look
to
at
add
it right after I hang up.
Yeah. I just wanted to add something for you, hon. When Jody said the name Richard, my flashlight flashed. Okay? Which, like, I got two flashes. Boom, boom. So I will figure out who said that.
Jody. Ooh. Jody did. I went, ooh.
Thank you for the validation.
No, no. So I would check out. I think you do have a Richard around you, so I would figure out who that is. And, I mean, it could be a guide. I don't know. But if you've got a Richard on the other side, they did flash my light. So just adding that. I also wanted to give you...
I cannot
give you,
tell anyone that, but I don't know. Yeah. I'll think about it.
It may not be a family member. Okay, just think back.
Yeah.
And it doesn't matter. It's often this comes... it comes up, you know, from the depths... you know, later on, but not to worry. if you have Facebook, or have you got Facebook, or are you on?
Yes.
Okay. Could you go to the Center for Spiritual Understanding through Afterlife Connections? It's a mouthful. Okay.
Let me go write it down.
Yeah. Okay.
I'm getting a pen.
Okay.
I feel like I can't hold anything in my brain anymore.
Oh, nobody can. Don't worry about it.
Okay, I have a pen.
Okay, it's the Center.
The Center for
Spiritual Understanding through Afterlife Connections. Okay. Now, pinned to the top of that page is a free series of afterlife meditations, guided meditations, and you can connect.
Okay.
I think it's the third series that you do. You learn how to talk to people who cannot communicate verbally. They're comatose. They have dementia. They are whatever.
Oh,
you know,
I love
you
that.
Can learn how. Yeah. So you can talk, connect with your mom that way. It's a beautiful meditation, and Dr. Craig Hogan, who developed it, will answer questions if you get stuck, or he's like hands-on kind of guy. So it's an excellent one. I've done it. I can totally recommend it, and give that a go, see what happens. Okay, hon? Love
Thank
and light to you, Michelle.
What was your site again? Spiritual something?
Oh, what are we? Sacred Embers.
Oh, Sacred Embers. Okay.
Yeah.
I'll go
all right, love
you. Thank you. God bless you all, and I really appreciate you. Thank you.
Bless you,
Thank you.
Bye-bye. Huh? Okay. I'm so sorry. We got one caller that jumped in at the end, but we have run out of time. It's just a matter of being able to read past about 90 minutes. I don't know about you guys, but I feel like I've been drained after about that much time. So, 646. If you can call in next week, we'll try to get you on early. Okay. Natasha, how can people find you?
Okay. Well, I always get caught off guard with that. Okay, hang on.
Well, I can tell people too.
It's okay. I have it up. Okay, my website is healingthroughintuition.wordpress.com. And then my email is palmreadingandhealing@gmail.com.
Beautiful.
Thank you.
And you can, and you can find Natasha on Facebook as well. And she's also in the Sacred Embers Network, so you can go to that site too. Jody, how do people find you?
They can find me at www.connectedbyspirit.com. On Facebook, just as Jody Higgins, Psychic Medium. You can also connect with me on my friend page, because I have nothing to hide and choose to share everything that I think with the whole wide world. And you can email me at Jody with a Y, J-O-D-Y, at connectedbyspirit.com.
Beautiful. And Laura?
Hi, you can reach me at LotusMUA.com, that's my makeup artist website, but you can email me through that. Or you can find me at the Sacred Embers group under Laura Chapman. Thank you, guys.
Okay. I just realized, Laura, I looked at your website, and I thought the MUA was like a moi, like a kiss. I just realized it stands for makeup artist. I thought, what a sweet, sweet suffix that was. Anyway, oh, anyway, you can find me on Facebook, and you can also find me at lbleasdale.wixsite.com/Lynn. We can, you want to join the Facebook group, we are Sacred Embers. I can't remember. Anyway, I just type in Sacred Embers group. And you can find us also at sacredembershow.wixsite.com/love. So thank you, everybody. That was a really wonderful show. Most appreciated. It was some awesome readings. Okay.
Natasha and here. Thank you for having me.
Mm-hmm. And next month, we look forward to having you again next month in, what's next month? April. Oh, we should have an April Fool's Day show. Just to be...
Uh-oh.
We'll talk to Laura about that one. All right. Okay, you guys. Blessings. Everyone get out there and stand under that awesome moon and recharge and get that energy going. Love and light to everyone. And thank you so much for joining us.